Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday. 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794. XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. What have we got today? None other than our two-hour WWE Night of Champions preview show. Of course, we're not just going to be talking the Night of Champions show. We got so much news to get into here today. Kind of a ridiculous amount of news from the weekend, as it turns out. Besides WWE Night of Champions, we've got a UFC event to talk about. UFC in Japan with a real slobber knocker of a main event, as Jim Ross likes to say. It was Mark Hunt versus Roy Nelson, two big dudes just pounding on each other. We're going to talk about that show here, the fallout of that event, and more. And, of course, a lot of stuff going on in TNA. TNA has got Bound for Glory coming up, their biggest show of the year, supposedly. And what have we got for a main event of the show? I have absolutely no idea. But I do know, spoiler alert here, they have changed their world heavyweight title. The world heavyweight title has been taken off of Bobby Lashley and put on Bobby Roode. And they did this on a show that is going to air after the Bound for Glory live event. What does that mean? Well, essentially it means they've got a lame duck live pay-per-view. And not only is it a live pay-per-view, it is a lame duck version of their biggest show of the year, their WrestleMania. In fact, they've changed every single one of the titles. I believe they have also taped the final ever tapings in the history of TNA if they do not end up getting a new television deal. There are no other tapings on the docket as far as I know. They may be coming up, they may not, but we shall see. It's not looking good for TNA, so obviously we got to talk about that. And one of the biggest matches of all time, the CMLL Anniversary Show. One of the biggest matches, I can't necessarily say one of the biggest shows, but it was one of the biggest shows in the history of Mexico. That took place this past weekend with a legendary mask match. We're going to talk about that and so much more coming up after the break. You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You love TV, right? And I could give you hundreds of reasons to sign up for Dish, but I only need one. $19.99 a month for 12 months. That's right. With Dish, you can get great programming for the whole family, starting at just $19.99 a month for a full year. So why would you pay more? No, really. Why? Why are you paying more than $20 a month for the first year of great TV? Call Dish right now and get free installation in up to 6 rooms. Free! Call 888-440-DISH. 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 Limited time offer, 24-month commitment, and credit qualification required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details. Get Dish for just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call 888-440-DISH and ask about other amazing deals on upgrades to the Hopper and how you can watch your TV anywhere, anytime. Call 888-440-DISH. 888-440-DISH.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Hello, you have reached Easy Office Phone. If you know the extension of the person you are calling, please press 1 now. For features like unlimited North American calling, voicemail to email, and web-based control, press 2 now. If you are calling for a free month of service and $25 off new Panasonic handsets, press 3 now. To speak with an Easy Office Phone agent about cloud-based business phone service, call 866-671-0111. That's 866-671-0111. Or visit EasyOfficePhone.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
So much has changed since GEICO started saving people money over 75 years ago. We weren't attached to our smartphones like today. Smartphones didn't exist. If you wanted to talk to someone, you just hollered out your back door.
Hey, Darla, want to go steady? No chance?
Okay, then. We had no privacy. But hey, with GEICO, we always had good car insurance.
GEICO, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here for our two-hour WWE Night of Champions preview show today. We're going to be talking about the pay-per-view, and after this opening segment, we'll start taking phone calls. I know I got people calling right now, but stand by. We got to get this show going first, and we'll get to your phone calls. Mike, what's going on here today?
I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of people chomping at the bit to come on to talk about not only all of the stuff that's been happening over the last couple of days, because I'm sure somebody's going to call and want to talk about the Atlantis Ultimo Guerrero match, or at least something else that's been happening in the last couple of days, New Japan maybe. But obviously, I guess with Roman Reigns' injury taking place and a lot of shadow being cast on tonight's main event, which coming after Monday, which was such a weird Raw in that you had all of these, you know, clean victories, and, you know, it made you think afterwards, man, why would I even want to watch the show? This little bit of drama that has come through, unfortunately, at Roman Reigns' midsection is, I'm sure, got everybody excited for tonight.
Mike, you're full of excitement today. I don't know if I can keep up with you this afternoon.
Fired up, man. It's been a good couple of days.
Has it? What's been going on?
Well, you had the CMLL show. You had two big guys in a Pride-style fight in the Saitama Super Arena with Mark Hunt and Roy Nelson in a Super Hulk battle, pounding each other back and forth with Mark Hunt, the old veteran, getting the win. The New Japan last night, which is setting up. It was the iPay-per-view, which is going to be setting up their fall here in the next couple of days, which is good, again, because New Japan's probably the best promotion in the world right now. And then, obviously, the Roman Reigns injury and everything that could happen tonight. There's been a lot of script changes and things like that, and a lot of questions over what could happen tonight. And it is really kind of wide open.
You're so excited that I'm going to conclude here that something is going to happen to this pay-per-view that's just going to damper your spirits.
That would probably be John Cena winning. And I'm a John Cena fan, and that's the last thing I want to see tonight. And I'm sure that's what a lot of callers are probably going to call and kind of wonder about as well.
All right, we're going to talk about Roman Reigns here in a second. But let's discuss this main event, because it is obviously, I mean, this is a one-match show, if ever there was one, especially if you've been watching the television, like SmackDown and Raw of late. I mean, done a terrible job building up most of the matches on this pay-per-view. But the main event, it is Brock Lesnar versus John Cena, a rematch of one of the, really one of the most memorable WWE title matches of all time. If you missed SummerSlam, and if you're listening to this show, I don't know how you missed SummerSlam, but if you did, it was John Cena versus Brock Lesnar for the title, and it was a squash match. John Cena went in as a champion, and Brock Lesnar proceeded to absolutely destroy this guy for a good, I think, 17 minutes. He German suplexed him like 16 times. He beat the holy hell out of him, and then he hit him with an F5, and he pinned him and won the championship. The most one-sided match of this type, probably in WWE history. There have been squash matches, obviously, like when Kevin Nash destroyed Bob Backlund, and
Well, people will bring up that Bruno Sammartino, Waldo Von Erich one. Sure. Which was, again, a little bit different than this.
But again, Bruno would have been the defending champion. We're talking like this was the champion, John Cena, going in and being manhandled and destroyed. So now it is time for the rematch. And this is the first pay-per-view after the first WWE Network renewal period. They've built up this big match. They're trying to get some people to sign up that may have quit the network. And the big question is, who wins? You know, there's obviously the talk of Lesnar and Roman Reigns possibly at WrestleMania. And if you're going to do that, Brock Lesnar should retain the title. There's also the other side of it where Lesnar is not doing house shows. Lesnar does not have any other challengers. There, with Roman Reigns down, there's a house show swing with no championship and basically John Cena on one side and the Big Show is the top babyface on the other touring team. And because of the way that SummerSlam went down, there are people that think, well, obviously there's going to be a new champion. John Cena is going to get his win back tonight. There's obviously the possibility of Seth Rollins cashing in his briefcase. And before we go to your prediction, Mike, I will just say that right now, and this will probably change throughout the show tonight, the betting favorite for the main event is Brock Lesnar. He is currently minus 500 to John Cena's plus 300. And this far out from the show, anything can happen. But right now, Brock is currently the odds-on favorite to win. Mike, how do you think this whole thing is going to go down?
I don't know. I really hope it goes down with Brock Lesnar winning. I hope so. You know, they have not done a great job with Brock Lesnar. And I guess I shouldn't say that, but some of the finishes with Triple H beating him, with John Cena beating him and things like that in the past, you know, beating The Undertaker gave him a whole new set of life. And I believe he should hold on to the title until WrestleMania. I think it will mean more if a Roman Reigns or a Daniel Bryan or whoever that is going to be, which we talked about that a couple weeks ago. I think now if it's the long, you know, term plan with Roman Reigns and he's not going to be back till the Rumble and Bryan's not going to be back till the Rumble, you have yourself an interesting situation there too. But I think regardless, the person has got to take it off Brock Lesnar, and I don't see why pulling the title off of him for John Cena tonight makes any sense at all. And that includes Seth Rollins coming out to cash in on Cena. I'm going to go with my hopes over my what probably will be my brain.
Your
because
guts,
the way they,
so to speak?
Well, yeah, the way they booked John Cena, John Cena's probably going to win tonight. It may be a wacky fashion. It may just be to set up Hell in a Cell. But they have, to me, they have not. Obviously, they always go back to the well with John Cena. That's probably what they're going to do here. But at least it's my hope against hope that they do, to me, the right thing. And that's keep Brock Lesnar a strong, incredible monster, because John Cena doesn't need that title, period.
You know, as I look at this this lineup here, usually we go over the odds for all the matches. And we're going to do that here. But I look at this lineup and it's like, I, honest to God, don't care. Nor am I really interested in the results of any of the other matches on the show. They all seem so meaningless, really. You know, we've got Sheamus Cesaro for the U.S. title. You got Ziggler and Miz for the Intercontinental title. They book these belts so poorly that I don't care. The three-way with the women, I don't care. And the Usos against Goldust and Stardust. I mean, it's going to be a really good match, and I presume that Goldust and Stardust are going to win, but it doesn't really matter one way or the other. So I guess we should get started on the rest of these matches here. By the way, when you look at the odds are not like all I have here in front of me are who wins the match. It doesn't say who, what, when, where, why, or how. It doesn't mention anything about a briefcase being cashed in or anything like that. So we should keep that in mind. One thing that I was thinking, Mike, is that Night of Champions, the Lesnar-Cena match, it's just a match, you know what I mean? It's not some sort of weird stip match. It's not an extreme rules match. It's just a wrestling match. And when I was thinking about it, it was kind of like, is there any reason, aside from the fact that people would be really upset, Is there any reason that Brock Lesnar could be on the verge of losing and not just get himself disqualified? Or something could happen and John Cena gets himself disqualified because he goes too crazy? Point being that the title doesn't change hands tonight. The match gets out of control, and you build up Hell in a Cell in October is Lesnar versus Cena in the cage. And I know you can't do this in WWE nowadays, but if you could convince the people that you were going to get Lesnar versus Cena 3, it was going to be in a cage, not only are you guaranteeing that there's going to be a winner, but you guarantee that there will be blood and violence, and I'm talking blood and violence. That is a match that I think that you can sign people up for the network with. So I don't put it past them to do something like that. I don't know if that's what they're going to do. But when I was thinking forward to Hell in a Cell and what they might do, I don't think that's the worst idea. Actually, hold that thought because I just heard the music. We're going to head to a break. We'll get Mike's thoughts on that after the break and take your phone calls as well at 855-478-4478. Back in just a moment, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. And we're going to go to Mike's thoughts. Somebody tweeted me during the break, though, Mike, which was rather interesting. He said that with the way booking has been, with Paul Heyman wanting Cena to essentially turn heel and let his inner insanity out, that certainly would make sense to lead to him going crazy and getting himself DQ'd.
Yeah, and I actually really like that idea. I know there's a lot of people that would be very upset to see John Cena in another main event against Brock Lesnar for the WWE title, but it's very simple. You know, he gets a win over Brock Lesnar that ties him up 1-1, even though he doesn't retain the belt, which leads to Hell in a Cell, where, you know, the build-up to it again, obviously you'd like to have Brock Lesnar there, but you remember how Brock and Rock built up their match that do the training videos. I mean, stuff like that always works. Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe and TNA, usually when they do something, you know, they don't have to do pure sports build all the time, but I think that would be a great time to do it leading into that in Dallas. And, you know, you have Paul Heyman out there running his mouth. And, you know, obviously just him being there is enough. You know, he's the only guy now that people have kind of, you know, have shut Bray Wyatt off a little bit. Paul Heyman's the only guy who can go out there and get a reaction and get heat and get people to believe no matter what. So go ahead and do that and lead that into the October pay-per-view. And then from there, hopefully, again, Brock Lesnar would get the win there. You know, he would win the series 2-1, but technically Cena's still going to win against him. So if you wanted to come back to it later on, technically they're still even. So to me, that's actually a really, really good idea. Again, it probably won't make everyone happy, but to me, that's a much better idea than putting it on Rollins or having a run with Cena with the belt and then Brock beats him again for it or whatever that's going to be. I think that scenario is the best bet out of all of them.
All right, the phones are going crazy, so let's go to them. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You are on the air. Going once. Going twice. That was a failure by that guy. We've had some odd swings, and we should talk about those here. Actually, we went over the odds, but Dave has made a post on the front page with Night of Champions odds changes. Let's see what we've got here. Cesaro has gone from plus 110 to minus 120. Actually, all of these here. Lesnar is now minus 1,200, and Cena is plus 600. So the more I see the odds swing towards Lesnar, the more I think we're getting a...
Hold on, Brian. There's a thing to that because all day, Five Dimes has had it at minus 1,200 and Cena at plus 600. So I think there's probably an issue more than anything. It depends on what site you go to and, you know, which one you can get the best odds at, because that's at least what Five Dimes has. And I know there's a couple other sites that have it much closer the way you had it.
Actually, my... I was on oddschecker.com, and right now for the main event, it just says Tim Weiss to become WWE World Heavyweight Champion, 2,500. So I don't know what the heck just went wrong here. I don't know if this has been hacked or what happened, but my odds have just, they've gone crazy. What's going on? Don't bet on that, everybody. Wow. Yeah, just the WWE odds are now all gone off Odds Checker. So I guess we'll just stick around and see if those get fixed. All right, these are from our website then. I guess we'll go with those. Lesnar minus 1,200, Cena plus 600. This is in the last 90 minutes, and these very well could change again. So we'll go through the rest of these here in just a moment. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? You're on the air. Whoever you are, your phone sucks. To the phones, you are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Richard from Montreal.
Richard, what's up?
Yeah, Brian, I agree with you. I think Cena's going to get disqualified when he's on the ropes just punching away and the ref's going to disqualify him.
That's right. I think a no contest would be a better finish than a disqualification.
Okay, yeah.
Sure.
And I'm not ordering the show. I had my wrestling fix with that mask versus mask. I'll just be following the results on the Observer site today.
That's right. What did you think of that match?
That was a classic. My first time watching it since the early 2000s. It was tremendous.
Really? What was the last one you watched? Did you watch the Viano match?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
How about that?
It used to be on Telemundo here in Canada, but we stopped getting it, eh?
I believe so. I don't know what the television situation is like up there, but it's certainly drastically changed down here. So,
My question is, Brock going to be on TV, or are they going to keep him off?
I don't know what they're going to do yet. I would presume that no matter what happens tonight, he's going to be on TV tomorrow. But what they're going to do for his schedule leading up to Royal Rumble, I was told, but I mean, this could always change, that whatever happens in the main event tonight, we will kind of know what's going on leading into Royal Rumble. But that was based on other ideas that I had heard. So anyway, I guess we'll see, but I'm expecting him to be on TV tomorrow, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. Mike, talk about that that match. We may as well talk about it now, Atlantis and Guerrero.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm not the biggest Lucha Libre follower. I like to put it on, and, you know, it's kind of, I don't want to say mindless entertainment to me, but I don't study it like I do wrestling or Presu and American wrestling. So it's always a kick to watch it, and last year's CMLL anniversary show ended a little less than spectacular when it came to Volador Jr. losing his mask in the main event. A lot of people wanted to see either Atlantis or Ultimo Guerrero, which they ended up doing this year. And even though CMLL is in, you know, a little bit of trouble when it comes to ticket sales, they're in trouble when it comes to having, you know, really heavy star power and being able to draw on a consistent basis. This was like a throwback show because from top to bottom, it was very good. And it ended with a match that had more heat than almost anything else that has taken place anywhere in the world in professional wrestling this year with, you know, the two old veterans going at it. Atlantis is, what, 53 years old. Ultimo Guerrero has been around for forever and a day as well. And they have been teamed together. They have feuded against each other. And it's one of the last matches that was left as far as a mask versus mask match that really, you know, draws people's emotions out, and they most certainly did because Arena Mexico was sold out with higher ticket prices. I mean, they jammed people in there. It was a legitimately packed crowd of, what, 16,000 plus, whatever it was. And the main event saw Atlantis defeating Ultimo Guerrero in a 2 out of 3 falls match. And again, it was absolutely amazing. The story they told, you don't have to be a Lucha fan and you don't have to follow Mexican wrestling to get into this story. We have it up on our main page. The match went about 20 minutes, but there's about 40 minutes of pop and circumstance, you know, that goes on, you know, before it and after it, where you have Guerrero's family crying after, you know, he loses the mask. You have Atlantis's family in the crowd. They made it an emotional big deal that, again, you don't have to be a follower of this stuff to watch and really understand and really get into and enjoy. And there's going to be a lot of people when it comes to the end of the year that most certainly put this as their match of the year and may even be the event of the year.
It was an amazing match. I haven't watched a lot of CMLL, but I remember, you know, I've seen a million Ultimo Guerrero matches. I've seen a million Atlantis matches. The Viano 3 match was I think the last. Actually, you know what? I watched the what was the most recent one? The Blue Panther match. Saw that one. But this was one of the last remaining big time battles between two legends. Obviously, if there was the right money in the right venue, you could do like the Dr. Wagner versus L.A. Park match, but I don't know if that's ever going to happen. But this was one of the last big ones, and gigantic gate. It was one of those matches where the promotion is certainly not hot right now, but when you hit on the right match, the promotion is hot for one day. And this match is going to finish probably very high in the Wrestling Observer Newsletter Match of the Year honors. Probably won't win. I mean, the match itself was not like, I mean, if you just watch it bell to bell, you know, it's not the match of the year. But if you look at like the whole rigmarole surrounding it and what it meant and the emotion and the realism, it wasn't like an MMA match or anything. It was a Lucha Libre match, but it just felt like a real life historic sporting event. And I was blown away by it. I thought it was great. In fact, if you only have 20 minutes, you're better off watching the pre-match and the post-match than the actual match itself.
I'd actually agree with that. With the folklore, the mariachi band and traditional dancing, with what the entrances were like, and then obviously the post match where you have traditions. You know, as far as you know, people throwing money into the ring at Atlantis afterwards, and everything that went around it was fantastic. And you know, the rest of the show was good as well. They do have Rush and La Mascara, who both, you know, Mascara could lose his match, but he's only in his early 30s. It's probably not time. What is more possible is Rush putting up his hair against somebody, because he's the biggest probably lightning rod that they have outside of some of the legends that they have. He's by far the biggest lightning rod that they have, and his hair probably means something, but it's just a matter of who these guys go up against, and can you draw enough to have another show like this with this type of feeling? It's not going to be able to be done for probably a long time.
So, of course, if you want to check out the match, it's up on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. So I recommend you head up and check it out. You got time to watch it before Night of Champions. We're going to be talking more Night of Champions, taking your phone calls and more when we come back from the break. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you concerned about the effect bug repellent chemicals have on your family's health? Now there's Cedarside, an organic bug spray. Cedarside carries a suite of pest control products made from all-natural cedar oil. They kill and repel a variety of bugs, yet they're not at all harmful to people, pets, or the environment. To order, go to cedarside.com or call 800-842-1464. 800-842-1464. Cedarside. Effective pest control that's safe for people, pets, and premises.
Heartburn sufferers can now eat at the corner of Look Spicy and I'm Going In. That's because Walgreens makes it easy with new Nexium 24-Hour. Now the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. So swing by Walgreens. You'll be in and out with the protection you need to spice things up. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
May take 1 to 4 days for full effect. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient, personal, professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than a dollar a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
Call right now, toll free in the United States and Canada, 855-478-4478. International callers can reach us using our Skype line at F4W Online.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline at USA Radio Network. Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794. XM Radio Channel 208 and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. And if you are not a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, I don't know what to tell you except that you are missing out. This Wrestling Observer Live airs free every Sunday, but we do shows every single day. In fact, this is the first of three shows that I am doing today. We're going to be doing two post-shows for Night of Champions. Myself and Vinny will be up later on this evening. We will be covering not only the pay-per-view, but this week's Total Divas and the post-takeover NXT show. So that's coming up later on tonight at WrestlingObserver.com. Also, myself and Dave Meltzer will be up covering the Night of Champions show. So two different shows tonight. It's great if you've got a commute. If you love pro wrestling or mixed martial arts and you've got a commute or you like to listen to audio at work or when you exercise, man, you will never run out of audio. Not only do you get two brand new shows every single day, but every show that we've ever done dating back to 2005 goes into the on-demand archive. That is almost three times the amount of programming that is currently available on the WWE Network. You will never run out of wrestling audio. Every show we've done dating back to 2005 is available for you at the click of a mouse. You can podcast the shows. A lot of people use a lot of different podcast apps. Most people are using Downcast to get the shows. It works great. So give it a try. WrestlingObserver.com. Now's a great night to start with all of the post shows coming up for Night of Champions with all of the news leading to the Royal Rumble. It's going to be up tonight, so check it out. WrestlingObserver.com. Sign up for a month, and hey, it's only $9.99. To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian, this is Matt calling from Pittsburgh.
Matt, what's up?
I know this comes up every so often. Any talk of Raw not being 3 hours anymore?
I have not heard of moving Raw back from 3 hours since about a month after it went to 3 hours, at which point all of that talk soon died. And it's not probably not going to happen for sure for at least two more years because they signed the new deal with the USA Network, and I think it was a 2-year or 3-year deal, Mike. It was either 2 or 3 years, but I'm pretty sure 3 hour Raws was part of that deal.
Yeah, I can't remember if it takes us to the end of 17 or not, but really there would have to be a really precipitous drop in ratings for that to happen because it not only affects, you know, the USA, which is their first and foremost. You know, they have the international deals too and all that sort of stuff, which is already set up for 3 hours. And it's this whole thing came about because it's what USA wanted. So no matter what we think, they obviously could fill the time better. I think everybody could admit to that. But when it gets right down to it, when USA wants 3 hours, that's what they're going to get.
Jeez, that's brutal. On a positive note, though, I don't watch NXT on a weekly basis, but I have watched the last two specials they've done, and they've absolutely been phenomenal. So if the weekly show is as good as the specials are, I'll probably just have to start watching NXT.
Dude, you should start watching NXT. They're not as good as the specials, obviously, because the specials are like their pay-per-view quality. But it's a fun show, and you see the same guys, and the matches are fun, and it's only an hour long, so I would watch it. I do watch it.
You know what? If you're an older fan, too, and I'm not sure how old you are, but if you're of Brian or mine, you know, age 38, 39 years old, we're the average age for watching this stuff. So that means most of us grew up watching wrestling, and it's like an old style territorial wrestling show. They just do a very good job. It's nothing, you know, mind numbing when it comes to ridiculous storylines or anything like that. It's very simple. It's very basic, and it's an easy hour. It's a really fast hour to me, at least most weeks.
Yeah, I'm 35, so I'm right there with you guys. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks so much for the call. All right, back to Night of Champions here. Let's see if my betting odds have been fixed or if we're still talking about Tim Wise here. Nope, it is. He's still Tim Wise to become WWE World Heavyweight Champion by December 31st, 2022. The odds are plus 200. I don't know what is going on with this odds checker here, but
Well, I got him up at 5 dimes still, and there still doesn't look to be any difference in change. He's got Lesnar minus 1,200 and Cena plus 600.
5 dimes.
5dimes.eu.
All right. Oh, .eu, yeah. How do I find WWE here? Let's walk everybody through this right here.
Okay, you go to 5dimes.eu.
All right.
/ live lines.
All right.
Do another /. Put live lines again. And then .aspx, the hashtag AL_92. And you may not even need to put all that. It may just be live.
Man, can we make this any more difficult?
Sorry.
5 dimes?
Just go to live lines and check out other sports where it says wrestling, and maybe that brings it up.
How about five dimes WWE into Google? And there we go.
There
I found
go.
It. That's
God
right.
Bless you, Google.
Let's make this easy for everybody.
They are having problems using the phones tonight, aren't they?
What are you talking about? Phones are going great here. All right, Brock Lesnar. I like these better anyway because there's an initial ruling and there's an end of broadcast ruling. So Lesnar minus 1,200 and Cena plus 600 hasn't changed yet. So I guess we'll see. Sheamus and Cesaro. Right now, Sheamus is the heavy favorite, which I guess shouldn't surprise. It doesn't matter, but I thought it was possible that Cesaro might be winning this title, but not looking that way. And The Miz, a heavy favorite against Dolph Ziggler. And I seem to recall last month The Miz was a heavy favorite as well, and he lost. So I think last month they did a switch. So I guess this month Miz is probably winning his belt back. The reality is none of these title changes matter.
Not even the Triple Threat Divas Championship match?
Well, I was just talking about the male matches, but those don't matter either.
It may be to a lot of people. I wonder. Now, it closed Raw last week, although that was a situation where WWE was waiting on the NFL and waiting on halftime of that game to break out their biggest angle when it came to John Cena and Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar. And you could debate whether that was good or not, but they ended up closing with Mark Henry and Rusev. And I'm not saying it's the most exhilarating or exciting match in pay-per-view history, but when you look at this lineup, I guess if you're a total Divas fan, it's the Triple Threat match, which comes second. And if you're probably a WWE fan, Henry and Rusev actually is the semi-main event on this card, because Jericho and Orton, while it should be good, I think the ending of that is probably not in doubt. And even if it is in doubt, it's not like they had this heavy build leading up to it. It is a match on a pay-per-view. Henry and Rusev seem to have the most going on.
Henry and Rusev here. Let's see. By the way, the Divas match there, AJ Lee winning the triple threat match, minus 825, so she is the favorite right now to win that, which, again, it doesn't matter, but that doesn't make any sense to me. AJ and Paige, this would be the third time they've traded the title. I don't necessarily think that you need to put it on Nikki, but it would certainly make sense in storyline. I presume that, like, Brie is going to cost Nikki the match or something like that. But I don't understand the point of another Divas title change, but that's where it looks like the money's coming in. So all of this is probably going to change in about 45 minutes, everybody. So we're just kind of going over the card here for you and telling you who the current favorites are. Let's take a break for the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from? Caller? It's the same guy. I can hear his phone cycling there. Whoever you are calling in, you need a new phone plan. Or a new phone.
Come on, man.
You know, it's an 855 number, so if you go to a local toll, like a, you know, what are those phone booths? If there's
pay
one,
phone?
Yeah, use a pay phone there.
It's free, dog.
Yeah. All right, to the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Taylor from Indiana.
Taylor, what's up?
I just wanted to get your opinion on whether or not, if... Do you have any update on Daniel Bryan and his injury and when he'll be back?
Well, all I know is that he does not need surgery, and so he will be back sooner rather than later. Had he needed surgery, they were looking at the possibility that he would be out like a year. So it's not going to be that long, but it depends on how his rehab goes. I mean, if rehab goes great, he could probably be back by the Royal Rumble. I don't know any real time frame. I just know that he would be back much, much sooner because he doesn't need to undergo surgery, but I don't know when that's going to be. I would be stunned if it were tonight, if that's what you're asking.
Well, I mean, that would be incredibly optimistic.
Yes. So, I mean, they'd love him back tonight based on Reigns going down, but I don't think he's going to be back here for a little while.
Right. I was just thinking, do you think WWE would try to rush him back even quicker if they could? Just to try to bring up the star power of the house shows and the TV now that they don't have Reigns.
They'd love to get him back tomorrow if they could, or tonight. But we are in an era now where he has to be cleared by a doctor. And right now he's not getting cleared. And it's the same thing with Roman Reigns, who had hernia surgery yesterday. And he's probably going to be out 2 to 3 months. And, I mean, they made it very clear. You know, this guy will not be rushing back to the ring early. He is not returning. He's not being cleared until he's completely healed. That's the mindset they're in today when a guy has surgery. I mean, he'll be healed before he comes back.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks so much for the call. To the phones, you are on. Oh, there you go.
Oh. Opens up a lot of questions right there. It really does. I mean,
Daniel Bryan?
Look, I mean, if you think about it, there's Batista's on his way back. So he's going to be in the mix there somewhere. He has no problem working house shows. You know, he was on Jericho's show. It's like, this is what I come back for. You know, it's the whole kit and caboodle. So he's going to be out there on house shows. Going to a WWE house show, you need to have some names on there. But essentially, you're paying for the WWE name. And when Big Show comes out, I mean, he still gets a big pop. Again, you'd love to be loaded for bear. But the reality is, when it comes to a lot of these live shows, as long as you're not, you know, losing money hand over fist repeatedly for long periods of time, they're going to be okay. I mean, that you're buying the brand when you go to these things. But it also brings up, if Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns are cleared to come back at the same time, both around the Royal Rumble, then what do you do? In a way, this is good. Roman Reigns has not gotten the Cena or the superstar type reaction yet. There's been a little timidness as far as, you know, him, is he really ready to run with the ball or not? And how will people respond if Daniel Bryan comes back around the same time? Do they want to see him beat Brock Lesnar or be the main event at WrestleMania again? So it does bring up very interesting situations, as well as Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins, who do play a part in this mix too, because they're going to be asked no matter what, whenever Ambrose gets done back from this movie, whether it be tonight, whether it be in the future, they're going to be asked to do more and be able to hold on for more. It'll be interesting to see what happens with them as well.
Alrighty, to the phones. You are on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Brian, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. What was going on over there?
I don't know. I could hear you talking to me, but apparently you couldn't hear me talking to you.
That is a fact. What's on your mind?
Consequently, my subscription to Wrestling Observer and my subscription to the WWE Network expire on the same day. Can you guess which one I'm renewing?
I sure hope it's ours.
Yes, it is. And it's just, I guess I have no interest other than the fact that my friends want to go to WrestleMania. And if we go, it all depends on the Lesnar-Cena match that piques my interest. But other than Dean Ambrose, I don't care about anybody in the roster. I start getting excited about the Usos. They cool them off. I get excited about the Wyatts. They cool them off. And there's no one to be excited about other than Ambrose right now. And Bryan, who's not there. I don't know if anybody else feeling the same way. But
well, if you watch the television, what you have is a couple of stars and then a whole bunch of dudes and ladies that have matches on the roster. And, you know, it's very difficult to get excited about seeing the same guys having the same matches every Monday night. We have to head to break. I want to thank you for the call. If you want to call back in the second hour, I'll let you do that. But we'll talk about this. We got a bunch of commercials coming up. So stand by. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. And if for whatever reason you've got to leave the show following this hour, guess what? We'll be replaying tomorrow morning on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, 7 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern. So if you've got Sports Byline USA, you can always listen to a full replay of the program the very next day. Got an email here, by the way, Mike, which would explain a lot of things. Steve says, I am a regular gambler, and I use Odds Checker all the time. The odds disappearing means that all of the UK bookmakers have closed the markets, likely due to a lot of money going on certain outcomes. They may come back before the show starts, but it is safer for them to close the market entirely and keep taking money when people have better information than them.
See, this is why Las Vegas rules, because they would just shut down the ones that they're losing on and close that down, but leave things like Cesaro and Sheamus open, because, you know, that line I can't see being that dramatically shifted, but okay.
So that explains that, everybody. We're an hour away from the WWE Night of Champions pay-per-view. And in hour two, we're going to run down the rest of these odds right here, which is also a preview of the show. We'll talk more about what's going on with Roman Reigns as well. And this is getting to the period where the odds are going to start to swing if more money comes in. So traditionally, whatever these the odds are, they're not always for sure up and down the show who's going to win, but they're usually a pretty good indication. So that's coming up after the top of the hour break. So stand by, everybody. Back in a little while. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.